Maria Sanchez, 12-26-43. And Sanchez, today's, what's today? 2014? 8-14-2024. This is an 80-year-old woman, resides in a group home. She's single. She doesn't have, she has one child, which she doesn't remember. She doesn't know her name. She doesn't know that she used to be a cook. She's very confused. She's lost a tremendous amount of weight. She's become chair-bound, used to be able to walk, but now requires help from bed to chair. Otherwise, she stays in bed 12, 14 hours a day. She suffers from coronary artery disease, atherosclerotic heart disease, status post cardiac stent placement, anxiety, degeneration, senile degeneration of the brain, hyperlipidemia. Patient also has been on antibiotics for skin tears over her feet, upper extremity and lower extremity. She's on cephalexin and doxycycline at this time period. She's definitely ADL dependent, incontinent of bowel and bladder. She wears a diaper. Family history is not known. Medications include Remeron, 15 milligram, dihydrochlorothiazide, lisinopril, 12 and a half, 20 a day, B12, Plavix, B12 shots monthly, Plavix 75 milligram a day, clocalciferol, 1,000 units daily, vitamin D in parenthesis, atorvastatin, 40 milligram a day, protonix 40 milligram a day, doxycycline, and Keflex that she's finishing up at this time, and then CILOSTAZOL 50 milligram a day. Period. Family history not known. Review of system. Again, she's lost at least 10 pounds in the past 2 weeks. She's not eating. She's declining rather quickly. She is confused, has bouts of agitation. Remeron has been helping her. I would recommend lower dose of Remeron to help her with sleep, because at 15 milligram, at 10 or 5 or 10 milligram, patients do much better with sleeping. She also suffers from coronary artery disease, status post stent placement, malnutrition, protein calorie malnutrition, muscle wasting, peripheral vascular disease, and coronary artery disease. Social, she doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink at this time. I don't know if she used to be a heavy smoker in the past. COVID immunization is up to date, allergy none. An exam, blood pressure is 110 over 60, pulses 92, respirations 18, a febrile or two sets 90% on room air, heart positive, small positive is 2. Lungs, shallow breath sounds, abdomen is soft. There's skin tear over the anterior portion of her left arm. Also, there's skin tear over the anterior portion of the upper arm with evidence of infection, recent infection. She's finishing up antibiotics. She has severe muscle wasting in the lower extremity. She has peripheral vascular disease and decreased pulses. Patient's also developing a stage 2 decubitus ulcer about her sacrum. Very thin legs, severe again with a protein calorie malnutrition with decreased appetite. Her blood pressure, by the way, is 143 over 86, pulses 63, oxygen is 90%. Did I say that? Okay, assessment here, we have an 80-year-old woman dying of degenerative neurocognitive disorder associated with Alzheimer's dementia, peripheral vascular disease, atherosclerotic heart disease, muscle breakdown, severe muscle wasting, severe protein calorie malnutrition, decreased mentation, no longer oriented to person, place, or time, high risk of fall, is only able to be moved from chair to bed now. Once she's sitting in her chair, she's stooped over because of severe weakness. She also has what looks to be severe debility, overall debility. Her blood pressure is stable and the current medication. period. She's ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent. She does not know how many children she has, where she's from, and what her name is at this time. She's no longer oriented to person, place, or time, which puts her at a very significant end stage dementia of Alzheimer type. Overall prognosis is quite poor, given patient's advanced disease and the rate of progression. She has very little time left. She requires to be kept comfortable, and is bowel and bladder incontinent, of course, and requires the help of staff to change her diaper and to keep her comfortable for the next few days to weeks, most likely, that she has on this earth. Thank you. Patient meets the criteria for palliative and end-stage care. Palliative and end-stage dementia care at home. Thank you.